Former Facebook executive Chamath Palihapitiya on what venture capital needs to do differently.
Not enough funds are actually run by people who control their own money.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Here on Marketplace Tech, we are continuing our series on venture capital, how it works, how investments are made, and how those investments end up shaping the world we live in. Today, we're going to talk with Chamath Palihapitiya. If that name sounds familiar, it is because Palihapitiya said at a conference last month that he regrets how social media, including Facebook, was built to addict users and has been turned into a tool for misinformation that is destroying how society works. He later clarified those remarks to be about the unintended consequences of tech. But Palihapitiya is also the founder of a venture capital firm called Social Capital. It focuses on healthcare, education, and tech with a larger purpose. He believes that basically guys like him who made a lot of money in tech should fund venture firms so they can have a positive impact on what comes next. The example he gives is Elon Musk.
But what's tragic is there are so many other people that should also have been funded in the same way. Now, what Elon was able to bring was his own capital, which was clearly exceedingly patient. And I can do the same thing. But what's unfortunate is, you know, both he and I still have to convince umpteen numbers of people that the things that we are collectively working on are worthwhile. The problem is that the people that control the money are not rewarded for making 15-year bets. They're rewarded for making year-long bets.
Aren't most funds 10-year funds?
I think the more important implication is not enough funds are actually run by people who control their own money.
I think some people would make the argument that, for example, there could be more risky thinking if you introduce more diversity into the pool of investors.
That is absolutely true. I mean, I think what happens is, look, there's a lot of money that's been made by venture capitalists. The problem is that I think that they're by and large a lot that's, you know, not that risk seeking.
Is it about risk or is it about mindset? When I hear you talk about individuals putting in a lot of capital and maybe partnering with institutional investors, it's hard not to hear that as something that would keep money in power with people who already have it.
Well, what's your alternative?
So that's what I'm asking is if you get a broader set of...
Here's the thing, Molly. Like, look, if you want to do good things in the world, like, there's just only so much time that one can spend being glass half empty.
Sure.
And so, like, I'm trying to live my life basically asking myself the question, at least is it incrementally better than the status quo? If it is, like, you know, sniping and chiding from the sidelines is not constructive. So I guess what I would ask is, what is a better alternative?
I'm asking if a more diverse pool of people who have a more equal opportunity to raise funds and then invest those funds can also exist alongside this model.
No, but I think what you're saying and what I'm saying are the same thing. I want a different class of people at the table. I also want people who are principals versus agents putting their own money on the line to actually reflect their worldview.
How hard is it to change that system? Because it is a system we have today. And like you said, a lot of people are getting rich. So what do you encounter?
It's actually not that hard.
Yeah?
It's actually not that hard.
And
the reason is because at the end of the day, the unit of value is the entrepreneur. And what's beautiful about these people as a class is they are increasingly open-minded, increasingly diverse, increasingly open to change. And when you partner with those people and then they are successful, then the institutional capital and all the hordes of capital that are maybe, you know, like them, capitulate. So I would love to say that we're changing hearts and minds. It's probably not entirely true. They just look at our returns and they're like, okay, I got to be beside these guys.
That was Chamath Palihapitiya, founder of Social Capital. When he started the firm, he said he wanted his pool of capital to be, quote, exceedingly patient. So it could take some time before we know whether the strategy will work. So far, the firm has funded such names as Slack, Box, SurveyMonkey, and Captricity. We had quite an interesting and at times argumentative conversation. That is kind of how he rolls. To hear the whole thing, you can listen to our source code, a mostly unedited version of the interview. That is at marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.